And just to bring everybody up to speed on the recording, we're discussing where did we get all our stuff. And Joanne commented on all the life experiences, and I commented that perhaps these were presented in this life by design because of the things that we did not resolve in all the other many lives we've had. So today, at this time in that life, in this moment, is an opportunity for us to clean up the past, all of it. So whatever didn't get resolved in all those other lives got thrown into this life is with little reminders, little bumps and bruises, and some pretty big ones too. Some trauma, some drama. But each was there for a reason. We don't have trauma and drama in school unless it's to teach us a lesson. Teach us something. Now, we've done this in the past, kind of one by one. We find a particular point, go to the source in this life or even in a prior life and re-experience it. And then we, once release it, learn the lesson from it. So I did some testing today with a friend, and we came up with another strategy that might be most interesting, save us a little pain, and give us a lot of gain. So let's explore that tonight. Tonight you are guinea pigs. Oh, let's call you guinea angels. Maybe it would be much much better here. Let's advance you to that status, if you will. But you're going to get, I believe, an incredible boost here tonight, because our intention is going to be that whatever we focus on in our lives tonight, our intention will be that the root of all our traumas, all our traumas from all our lives, will be condensed down into, I'm just going to put it right now, into a little pellet, a little dark pellet. So every trauma, for each of you, you'll have your own little pellet, hold your hand out, and there it's going to sit in the center of your hand, in your palm. And we're going to bring forth all the pain, all the suffering, all the drama and the trauma from this life, prior lives, parallel lives, other dimensions, wherever you have, as a soul, experienced anything. Bring all that darkness, that anger, the fears, the sorrows, the drama, the trauma, right down in that dark pellet. All of it, right there, in the palm of your hand. Perhaps that pellet's a quarter inch wide. Make it bigger if you need. Some of us had more. Okay, but you can easily hold it in your left hand, is where I have mine, or your right if you prefer. I want you to just feel it. Close your eyes and take a deep breath now. And just inhale as you sit there with that in your hand. I want you to inhale a breath of light, this healing light. Just breathe it in through your nose, down into your heart. Hold it and let that breath out slowly through tight lips. We're bringing in the nurturing, healing light that we'll need for this exercise today. Again, breathe in that healing light. Bring it deeply into your heart center, down into your core. Let it fill your body and your essence with this healing light. And let it out slowly through tight lips. Again, a third time, bring in that healing, beautiful light right into your essence. Hold it, let it fill every cell in your body, every vibratory field, auric field, chakras, all awake and fully expanded now. Let that breath out slowly. Okay, now we still have all that gunk, and maybe some of it's still coming in. Some way distant things that you had long forgotten. I'm not saying your conscious mind, but your higher self, your fully conscious mind, not the one we're working with right now that has some limitations still. But your oversoul knows all of your history, all of your lives, all of your pain, all of your suffering. And as this Mayan calendar, as this timeline, as this duality is coming to an end, so does the pain, so does the anguish, so does the suffering, the struggles. And all of that from those lives that you've experienced had a purpose to experience something, but I bring it forward now, all that pain, and bring it into this very, very dense, one deep, dark essence in the palm of your hand. Just going to sit there and roll it around if you like. It might be getting a little larger as more gunk is being accumulated. Now with that darkness, as it comes in a very dense form, very compressed form, it's pulling it out of your own body too. Because where did we hold pain and suffering in this life? In our own essence. Our organs, glands, joints of our body. Okay? Maybe even some dark energies have accumulated. Well, poof, bring them into this powerful nugget. You're creating a dark, painful nugget. Not painful to you, but painful. It's an expression of all the pain that you've had. So it's going to continue to grow. And none has to get too big because it just compresses more and more. It gets more and more dense, as more and more gunk accumulates. So any entities, any negative energies, whatever it is, are being sucked in with an unresistible force right to that dark essence in the palm of your hand. And no way is going to create any problems for you. You're protected. So just see all the gunk from your past coming forward. Let's take that, for example, and set it down next to you for a moment. Just pick it up in your other fingers and set it down. Now with your hands free, let's just put a protective shield around our whole essence here so that only light can come into our current essence and only will allow the dark, however, to leave. So this protective shield will protect us. So no additional dark can come in. All right, no additional anything of that nature. And anything that's in us can leave. It's a one-way street. So anything that's dark will easily leave through the shield, but nothing dark can enter it. Okay? Now with that thought in mind, you may want to just leave your little black gooky thing there where you set it and just observe it. You feel better with it in your palm, that's fine. You will be protected, so nothing will be harmful to you. So just kind of observe it as it's starting to grow and intensify, and here comes another life coming in. We don't even need to be aware consciously of where these are coming from. We've had, some of us, hundreds of lives, some thousands, some hundreds of thousands, some a million lives. And all of that is being sucked out of our essence, sucked out of our past, sucked out of any dimensional aspect wherever it is, and like the most powerful magnet in the universe, it just is coming, because it has your signature on it, it's your pain, your trauma, your drama. It's coming to home, it's coming to roost in that dark, very dense, almost like a marble, very dark black marble, that all that pain and suffering is just being sucked right into it. And just feel it coming out of your own body, wherever you've had a pain, an emotional pain, physical pain, a spiritual pain or lack or void. Just feel anything negative that was a disturbance, which is an energy pattern, can be a lot of things, is now being released from you and being restored. What's coming in from your through your crown chakra is the displacement energy. The displacement energy of light and love, pure from the prime creator, coming into your crown chakra, emanating down through your heart, expanding out to all places in your body that need that special energy. So whatever energy, and it'll vary by organ, gland, joint, cell, tissue, bone, each will receive its optimal energy and healing. Now, as this is occurring, so two things are going on simultaneously now. We feel the exit, and things are just being really drawn out of our body. This magnet here, they're just sucking it right out of our body. And what's displacing it is this wonderful, harmonious energy that is perfectly tuned for your body, raising it to its optimal level. Each of you will be different, but it'll be optimal for each of you. And now as you see that energy coming in from above your head and your crown and emanating out throughout your body, you may see it in a various color. It might be one in particular, and it may change. So what color is the first color that you see coming in, this healing color coming in to your essence? You see that flooding down, floating out to all your arms, your legs, your organs, glands, joints, your head, everywhere, out to your auric fields and chakra. Just feel that wondrous cleansing energy as the darkness is being sucked out of your body like a huge vacuum. Just leaving your body. In fact, it's leaving all your prior bodies or concurrent bodies, wherever they may be. They're no longer useful. They had their purpose. They were there to teach you something. And you will learn in a moment here from each and every one of those traumas and dramas. Let's do the cleanup first. Let's just let it all deplete, all the negative deplete and be restored with optimal, healing, powerful energies. Just feel it moving into your body as the dark stuff moves out and being sucked into this high density unit here. And that'll continue as long as it needs to. It'll just keep pulling, keep pulling, keep pulling. You've had a lot of lives. You've been a busy boy and girl, man and woman. You've had many, many situations you've dealt with. So give your permission now, perhaps hand on heart, to give up, release all the pain, the suffering, the anguish. The bitterness, the fear, the confusion, the wrath, the discouragement, the rage, anxiety, the blame, the worthlessness, the hopelessness, the unforgiveness, the confusion, the discouragement, the sorrow, the sadness. The need to control others. The hopelessness, the shame, the rejection, the betrayal. Oof. Being offended. The pride. The defilement. The hatefulness. The insecurity. The strife, the loneliness. Whew. Wow. Whew. You guys are busy. There's a lot of things going on here. Major stuff is happening. Whoa. allow. Give your blessings. This is for your highest good, for your total healing and wellness. It is time. It is time to let it all go. The lessons will be forthcoming, but first, let it all go. Just feel it leaving your body. Waves and waves of it rolling out of you. Even those past lives were brought forward into this life, so feel them releasing. Oof. Well done. Oof. All right, let it go. Wave after wave, just leaving your body, being displaced by love, peace, joy, acceptance, wellness, laughter, joy, peace, happiness, acknowledgement, respect, integrity, honor, wisdom, spirituality, reconnecting to the source that you've never left, you just thought you had. Yeah, wow, that's a big one. Feel that connecting to your heart, and right to source, and feel that energy from him, adding extra pumping energy, pumping out all that stuck in those little crevices, and those little esoteric fields out in your chakras, and your auric fields, all those hidden little places from all those many lives, all being purged into that tiny little vessel of darkness, collecting it all, happy to do it, and being filled and flooded with wondrous new energies of love, passion, compassion, integrity, honor, honesty, unconditional love, joy, a divine connection. Take another breath and breathe. What is your healing color now? It may have changed. Choose a new color. Inhale, bring it in. Bring it deeply into your heart center. Feel it, your heart expanding and sharing that energy, that high vibratory color, moving out to all the organs, glands, joints, bone, tissue, cells, auric field, chakras, all tingling and vibrating in this absolutely wondrous energy as the purging relentlessly continues of all that is dark and everything now being replaced by this wondrous, vibrant healing color, flooding into your body, flooding into your auric fields, flooding into your chakras, flooding into your memories, into your emotional field, to your spiritual essence, into your soul. Whoa. Take a few more breaths. Inhale deeply as this process continues to purge and replace. And what's your new healing color? Yet another has arisen. Breathe it in. Inhale that healing color right into your heart center and feel your heart tingling and vibrating with that vibration, moving out to organs, gland joints, purging, removing anything dark being sucked out. Okay, moving out to all the elements of your body, out to the cells, all cleansing, releasing in an effortless way without stress. Let's work in the kidneys, and let's work in the liver, and the gallbladder, and the pancreas, all your detox pathways, your lymph system, remove gently but completely all residue that is being released from this experience. This will happen in a manageable way, gently, over the next 3 days, as your body will be purging and purging and purging, physically as well as energetically, but in a manageable way, releasing and replacing with this golden, beautiful light that's coming in to replace all of the pain and the suffering from anywhere, anytime, any universe, any dimension, any parallel life, any past life, future life, this life, all being affected for your highest good and all of humanity, and fully in alignment with this wondrous ascension that is upon us. Just feel the continuous releasing and replacing, physical level, emotional level, etheric level, esoteric, however you view that, and the spiritual level, bringing nothing but the highest possible vibrations to your body that your body can withstand and heal with. And they'll increase steadily as you purge more and more, as you can tolerate more and more of those higher and higher vibrations. But you are on an accelerated path right now for cleansing, healing, restoring you to the pure essence that you truly are. And you're going to notice a spark in your heart. It's starting to vibrate and tingle and shine. Oh, like a twinkling little star in there that is expanding, awakening, connected directly to Source, feeding from Source, feeding you, sharing that vibration, awakening all aspects of you, your third eye, all your chakras, bringing you into this place of all-knowing. And feel the energy piercing that very thin veil that's hardly left at all, of that veil that blocks third and fifth dimension. It's just disappearing. You're already in fourth easily. Disconnect. Let your body just naturally connect to your fifth dimensional essence. Be okay with that. Feel yourself reconnecting like strands of light just bonding with their partner on the other side, and pretty soon there is no veil, just all that oneness. Reconnecting to that higher essence, reconnecting to all that is. See it all over your body, just strands coming from your heart center, beams of white light just expanding out in every direction, coming out of your chakras as well. You see yourself as the star that you are, vibrating, harmonizing, flowing with those wondrous higher dimensional energies. Welcome back. Flow with that. Allow it, accept it. Rejoin your higher self. Continue to purge. Continue to accept this new light, displacing effortlessly all the pain, all the problems, all the limitations, all the suffering. Just leaving your essence, leaving your past, present, future, leaving your physical body, leaving your auric fields, your chakras, any aspect of you, of your soul, your higher essence. Let it go. Bring it in. Bring in the light. can continue to purge the dark, the pain, the suffering, the struggles. Feel the displacement as we come back to the oneness of ourselves, the oneness of all of humanity, the oneness of who we are, still in form, still in a body, but a much lighter body, body that's at peace, in love, feels the worthiness of ourselves, the deep, deep worthiness. How could we be anything else when we are an essence of Prime Creator, the One Creator? In fact, are we not gods? Of course. Accept your godness. Accept your wholeness, your worthiness, your natural propensity for prosperity and wholeness, completeness, for being one of all knowing, for the highest and best for all. And feel the self-love for yourself as part of that oneness as well. Let that permeate throughout your body. Just feel that love coming in. Take another breath. Inhale. This time bring in another color. Let it flood into your heart, expand, vibrate, and raise the energy of your entire essence from your toes to your head, to your tiptoes to your fingertips, and everything in between, every cell, tingling and vibrating your auric fields and chakras. And again, coming from the heart, from your vibratory crystal in your heart center, feel love being emanated and dispersing throughout your whole system. And worthiness and appreciation for yourself and this wondrous experience you've chosen to have. And the inner peace and the joy of being in this oneness as the residual of darkness leaves your essence and all prior and future essences, just cleansing, pure cleansing. Feel the light filling and completing yourself. And what is starting to happen now is there are wondrous lessons, particularly that you've chosen for this final life. Before the ascension, there is new wisdom to be learned. It's starting to come forth right from your heart center. All these golden nuggets that have been earned by your experiences. You paid the price by all those experiences from the many, many lives, the many pains, even in this life. Bring them forth now. Allow them. You've earned them. You've paid for them. And now they're being revealed to you one by one. Acknowledge them. What is the first message you are now receiving from your higher self, from Creator? What I got was each and every one of you is a truly magnificent being. And a big welcome back to that awareness. Listen to your next message as it rolls in. Again, the light and the healing continues, the purging continues automatically and will continue automatically after this call until the job is fully complete. So what's the next message that is coming forth? line was, "I'm a being of love and light." As are you. As are we. Being the one we are. And let's listen for the next message as it comes forward. Mine was, "Peace is my natural state." As is yours, as is ours. What's your next message? Mine is, "I have no enemies. I have only myself." There is only myself. Listen for your next message. The next I received was, "I am love and light." As are you. And what is your next message? As we absorb more and more light and love, let's take a break here and breathe in another color, whatever is appropriate for each of you. Breathe it in, bring it into your heart, feel it expanding to organs, gland, joints, systems, auric fields, and chakras. And as far as it wishes to go, let that out, the breath out slowly. And listen for your next message, your next gift. My message is, we are one with all that is. Listen for your next message. And I have my hand, actually both of them, covering my heart. And if you're able, you may want to place a hand or both on your heart as you do this. Palm right over your heart. Next message is, suffering has brought awakening. And as the suffering has dissipated, the awakening has come forth. And listen again for your next message. Take another deep breath. Bring in your next healing color. Down into your heart. Feeling that energy vibrating out, that high, powerful cleansing energy coming to all aspects of your being, physical, emotional, spiritual. Let that breath out slowly. And listen for your next gift. My next message is, I am a natural healer, as are we all. Just keep breathing in that light. Deeply into your nose and out to your lips. Keep it flowing. The purging continues. Just feel it leaving your body, wherever it was, finding all those places you've been holding that you even weren't even aware of. Continual steady flow, exit, and what's replacing it is wondrous healing light. And what's your next message? My next message is, all things are possible with your intention. Bring in your next color. Breathe it in. Deeply into your heart. Feel that wondrous healing energy expanding, cleansing, purifying, helping to purge anything residual anywhere, past, present, or future, onto your auric fields, cleansing and healing, up to your chakras, expanding, cleansing, vibrating in this healing energy. Let that breath out slowly through tight lips. And listen for your next message. came to me this round is will sound quite familiar to many, but it came and I'm told should be spoken. So, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespassers, and for those we have trespassed upon. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Take a few deep breaths. Now bring in a white light this time, which is all a whole spectrum of light. Bring it deeply into your heart center. Fill your heart with this white cleansing light of all that is, and let it expand and vibrate at its highest potential out into your organs, gland joints, auric field, chakras, every cell, vibratory field, tingling and vibrating in this high vibration, and let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Let's all create now with our next breath, in-breath, bringing in that beautiful healing light again into your heart center. Hold it, turn your head to the upper right. And as you expel, use that breath to create a future with that beautiful healing white light, so wondrous, so clear, so pure. Everything it touches, pure, it is purified. Create a future, a beautiful design. Create that heaven. Create it here on earth. Create it here now. In the people, cleansing of the earth, the wildlife, every aspect of the being. Bring in the flowers and the songs, the dance, the music, the vibrations of healing, of wondrous light and love. Knowing that is your creation and we are creators. And know as you walk into this moment, you'll be bringing the same energy, fusing with it, raising the energy on this planet with everything you touch, feel, think, how you act. Will embody that new energy. Bring the energy of love and peace and joy into this scene. And scoop up that future now. Your hand, just scoop it right up and bring it to your heart, holding it palm against your heart, and breathe in that beautiful healing white light again directly into your heart center, and merge that future into the ever present moment of now, deep into your heart and upper heart regions. Infuse that crystal in your heart with this vibratory energy and feel it blasting out into all the organs, gland joints, cells, tissue, vibratory fields, chakras, auras, as far as it wishes to go. And let that breath out slowly. Just be. Just be. Just be. Okay. Let's see. What kind of comments you have, and what your experience was here tonight. Remember your little nugget. We'll continue to collect for you over the next few days, and 3 days in particular, and keep pulling and extracting. So you can move it, set it somewhere out of the way. It will not harm anything. It will be attracting all negative on a continuing basis, and replacing it in your body and your essence will be this wondrous healing light. As this continues and finally reaches a point where it's no longer needed, your nugget will simply evaporate and return to light and love. Just vanish. But until its job is complete, it will continue. Okay. All right. I'm going to ask Joanne if she'd like to perhaps comment. And as she is sharing, and
I would.
You would like, you can raise your hand with star one and share your experience with us, if you like.
Tom, I thought this was amazing. I seem to have gone into a really deep meditation where I felt like I was almost floating around, and everything below me took on the visual aspect of water, and the water was an incredible Parisian blue color. Something that you would see in the Caribbean, clear, clean, crisp. And I found myself on a beach with just lines of white, crisp linens. They smelled good, they looked fresh, and the message that I took out of that was, with the white linens on the line, that there is no kind of dirty laundry, that I was really cleaning up my act of releasing my baggage. And that's how I interpreted that. Some of the messages that I received were, continue to find people that need your help. And very strong messages came through several times. And that is, the less baggage that you carry, the more you release, the higher your ascension will be.
Uh-huh.
So I think most of the messages that I received were geared personally toward me, in that the more you release, the lighter you are and the further you can go. And I just found it to be amazing. It was totally new experience. Very relaxed, almost to the point of trying to catch myself before I went into a really deep meditation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I had to be aware of the messages that were coming in and kept writing.
Mm-hmm. Well, excellent. We do have one hand up, and we'll...
I have my board working. No, I have my board working, and I'll open that line.
All right.
Hi, your first name?
Rob.
Hi, Rob. What did you experience?
I saw, when steam's leaving, I felt steam leaving and the bad stuff going, and then actually some steam coming back in, and it was the good stuff coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And very relaxed, and when bringing in the white light, it seemed like it purged the body.
Okay.
Was my biggest experiences.
Mm-hmm. Was there any particular message you had gotten, a gift, that you might recall and like to share with us?
I think the biggest one is that we are healers ourselves, and our lives are in our hands.
Okay. Wow. Very nice. Thank you.
Tom, can I ask you a question, you and Joanne?
Sure.
I wasn't able to get on yesterday's call, but could you do a finger test for me? Because I use a pendulum, but my ego gets in the way a lot of times, I find.
Ask your question.
Okay, question is, will I get back together with one of my exes in the next 3 months?
I got a yes.
I also got a yes.
That's what I got from my pendulum as well. The thing is, yesterday you were saying, you got to get rid of the ego and you got to go to your heart. I have trouble doing that a lot of times because it seems like the ego does get in the way all the time. It seems, well, not all the time, but a lot of the time.
After tonight's session, you might find that it's going to be a lot easier.
Okay.
Okay, so just sleep on this and let it do its thing. It's going to be working for at least 3 days. In most cases, 3 days will be enough. So just, go with it, flow with it, trust, accept. All that is still happening, by the way. Much, much is happening in our bodies, in our energetic fields, and that'll continue. You've done a lot already tonight, but more is continuing to happen. So just allow, be at peace with that, and you'll find some shifts will happen here in the next few days. You're going to notice it, fairly significant way, I believe.
I feel my body tingling already, actually, up on my shoulders and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great.
All right, thank you. We're going to check with our next caller.
Hi, your first name. 9540, you might be muted. *6 takes you off a mute.
Or you may have a mute button on your phone you pushed.
True. Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry about that. This is Patricia.
Hi.
Hi. And I did get very relaxed, probably to the state of deep relaxation. And I am one that kind of likes to stay in control of things, my body, wanting to know. So I kind of jumped and kind of woke up for some reason. But at that point, it was very nice and light and I would say clear and somewhat white. My color never really changes. It's always this kind of a orangish red kind of mixed together. And when I start to breathe in and breathe out and it's time for me to feel things, I do get sometimes this real nice, warm, sun-like feeling, sunshine on my face, which I like. It makes me feel good. And the things that I got out of this, and I believe this is just kind of like for me, and it was the veil was rent in two. You're not alone. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and lean not unto your own understanding.
Very nice. Very nice. I was testing you as well as to the percent of stuff you let go just on this one session. And before I give my number, Joanne, do your test on, and give us your first name again.
Patricia.
Patricia, yes. And we'll just see if our numbers are close. And we'll check the rest of you as a group as well. But I was just curious as you were talking, and I was doing a little testing here. So what percent of stuff from all those lives has she let go? here on this.
I came up with 33.
Okay, I got a little higher than that, like 71.
Ooh, okay.
A tad higher. But it, either way, that is hugely significant, because you've had a lot of lives. okay. We'll test the whole group when we're down at the end of the call here, just to see as a composite how we did. Just out of curiosity.
I think the higher one was probably this life, and the lower one is probably the past life, because I really can't tap into that. I don't seem to be able to tap into that a lot.
And that's why we did what we did here, because you don't need to.
Oh, okay.
And that's why we went this route tonight, because most of us have a little bit of a struggle, or a lot of us do, not most, getting into some of those past lives, and this way we just blanket them. So it was an experiment, in a sense, tonight, but a good one. And we're just getting some feedback on how productive it was. So let's hear from some of our other callers and see what they experienced.
Thanks, Patricia.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, your first name, please.
Hi, Ernest here.
Hello, Ernest.
How are you this evening? Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to hear both of you. Oh, boy, that was great. That's all I can say.
I agree.
I mean, I was so many places, but I like, you know, I like sealing myself in, so to speak, and the darkness out, you know, letting the light expand and stay with that. I'll just go to the end right quick. By the end of this session, I felt as if my ball grew a whole lot. And it was kind of, I had a quizzical smile, I think, on my face. I said, wow, that's a whole lot of stuff there. And I'd be interested to know in the next 3 days, you know, what happens with that. I tried to take advantage of breathing in as many colors during the changes as I could imagine. I would think I would say imagine. And with each color, you know, like if it was yellow, I would think of knowledge or education, white, a total cleansing. I did get some red, and when that red came in, it burned up a lot of stuff. I think I started with purple, and then at some point blue and pink came in for some love that I probably needed. I got some hugs and love, I think, and levels of acceptance that I needed, perhaps, and needed to also give. And I was always, you know, every time I went through something, of course, maybe I'm in doing so many things, and everything seemed to have a level of immediacy, and whether everything from the past is, like, for me, converging in the present, it's like whatever the mode of expression is and whatever it is that I say, I have to be watchful of my words and listen to people to really hear what they're saying, because I know that if I respond, and I have to respond in a way that I really feel them, and I'm feeling all these things around my memory body the last, you know, week or so, or more than a couple of weeks now. So, I mean, and I think some of the things that Tom was saying, and why I had a smile on my face, because the Lord's Prayer came in right on time. There was a couple of other things that escaped me, but I had a glow because I was saying, I'm in that space. And some of those things rang true for me. Overall, you know, just want to stay out the way and continue to allow things to happen, but listen well and respond at the same level of the individuals that I'm speaking with, and it also helps me. And one of, I think, the key things for me, it kept saying, you know, gather people. I'm the answer to the question as well as they are the answer to the questions that they have. Be at rest, be at peace. But also be, you know, what do you call it, strong, and be affirmative. There's a whole lot going on in my life right now, but I'm glad I got this chance tonight to tune in, and that's about, that's what I have.
Well, thank you. That was a very earnest question. We appreciate it very much.
Proud to live up to the name.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, your first name, please. Hello there, 8974. You might be on mute.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. Hi, Richard.
Hi there. It's certainly good to have you back, and I think that was a wonderful session tonight.
Yes, to both of those.
And I felt tingly all over. I have a little tingling left in my arms, and it really made me feel relaxed, and I really felt like I got rid of a lot of gunk. I don't know how much, but it felt like I unloaded some baggage. Just want to thank you for it.
Was there any particular message you had gotten, a golden nugget that perhaps you'd like to share?
Well, the Prime Creator just mentioned that, you know, we're just loved and appreciated more than we, you know, ever realize.
Okay. That is a powerful one. Thank you.
Huge, yes. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you.
Hi, your first name, please.
Hi, Joanne. It's Asita. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness, that was amazing. And thank you so much for running us through that, Tom. When we first started and you were talking about the black pebble or
the ball, whatever.
Button or whatever it was, I went over to my collection of polished stones and picked up a black stone, and I've been holding it in my hand, and it's very, it got real heavy, and it at one point fell out of my hand as we were going deeper into the session, and I am compelled at this point to hold it and let it just continue to gather the negative energies. But one of the things I noticed as we were going through the session is that I had this sensation in, it started in my upper torso and moved through my hands and my arms, and then it started moving out into other parts of my body of burning. It was like each cell, I could feel each cell was just like on fire. It was just like really, really, it was almost unbearably painful, but not quite.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very strange sensation. It's passed now. And I noticed as you were making the statements that you were making, I had made that statement just prior to the one that you made. And some of the noticeable ones were, I am peace, I am strength, we are one.
So you were picking up the same message as
I was picking up the same messages, but I picked them up just before you picked them up.
Mm-hmm.
It was like we were kind of going
well,
down.
Thanks for sharing them with me.
It was interesting.
Nice to share.
So, anyway, it was a wonderful session, and I know that it's going to continue as I feel that there's a lot of releasing happening in my body right now, but I just have to let it just continue on its own pathway, but thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Hi, your first name, please.
Yes, hi, this is Ramtin.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for the session. It was great, and I felt I was in a very deep state and felt a lot of energy flowing. I think I released a lot of negativity. Sometimes I felt I tried to force or visualize the energy flowing out of me, though, and maybe I don't know if it's just my head thinking, and as far as breathing light, and I had, again, trying to visualize it more, and wasn't that free-flowing for me, I guess I should say. But I did feel a lot of energy. And However, I felt a little bit of heaviness around my head area, maybe my crown chakra, and minor pain at some point. So I don't know what that would be.
Hmm. How does it feel now?
It feels better. Slight heaviness still there, but it's better. Not as bad as when I was going through the whole, the whole feeling and the energy releasing.
Yeah, it'll dissipate on its own is what I'm picking up. Joanne, what do you pick up?
Also, that as the time moves forward, it will become less and less. Same thing, dissipation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just things going on there that that need to happen, and the positive things, and that will continue to do what it needs to do, and it's working for you, not against you. Okay.
Okay.
And by tomorrow, you'll be past that, without a doubt. Even later tonight, perhaps. Probably by tomorrow. That's what I'm picking up. It should have totally dissipated that sense you're feeling now. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Feels a little lighter.
Okay. Let's just send a little energy right in that area to ease that stress that he's having right now, Joanne.
Yes.
What has to happen still continue. What is happening for your highest good, but just ease that a bit here. How's that feel?
You feel a little lighter around that area. It feels better.
Okay.
I clearly picked up the numbers 7 to 24, and to me, the interpretation of that is 7 to 24 hours, you'll feel a lot better. Drink a lot of water.
Yeah, I got it. It wouldn't be tonight yet. It'd be tomorrow, so we're kind of in sync on that. So after a night's sleep, you should be in good space tomorrow. Yeah, drink lots of water, and that's true for all of us here. We had a lot happen here tonight, so drink heavily and... water, that is.
Okay.
Qualify that. All right. Well, thanks for your comment here.
Thank you. Can I ask one more question? If,
sure.
I'm just wondering if some of energy block that I have felt and I'm feeling has to do mainly with my past life. Or not, or past life.
About 92%.
Wow.
You lived a lot of lives.
Yeah.
What we did was we carried all that unfinished business into this life, is my understanding. So therefore, whatever you didn't get resolved from all those many lives, you know, you threw it into this bucket and said, okay, let's clean it up here.
I have a lot of work to do, I guess.
You just did a lot of work.
I just, yeah.
It wasn't even work, was it? A lot happened here in this last hour that will become more obvious here in a few days for each of you. So just flow with it, be with it, you know, allow, accept, trust. Because you did it.
Okay.
Trust yourself. Trust your own heart. And Creator, of course. Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And Joanne, as I had promised we would do toward the end of the call, and we're getting there, let's just test to see what we've accomplished tonight is in regard to percent of trauma, whatever, that was released into the dark pebble. What percent has already been released as an aggregate for this whole group here tonight?
Okay.
Past, present, future, all of that combined, what percent of that has already released and from our folks here tonight?
I came up with 76%.
I got 71. I was testing a few people as we were going, and almost everybody was right around 70, 71%, 72%. And so we're right in the ballpark this time, Joanne. In 3 days, I would expect a whole lot more to happen. Maybe around 30% more. 25%.
Which would be great.
And so let's just allow all that to happen. And be kind to yourselves. Drink some water. Be well. Treat yourself with honor, respect. You are honor and respect, as we learned tonight. But it's not that you didn't know it at some level, but now you feel it at the heart level, at the deep level. So, yeah, just keep track. Make a little diary of what is coming forward now in your dreams over the next few days. During the day, suddenly when memories will pop into your mind, you're going to go say, what's that all about? Or little lessons maybe are coming forward, or all kinds of things might be a little bit unusual, especially these next few days. So keep track. You know, let us know. Now, next week is a non-call week, just so you know. We have do that once a month, and that's going to be our no-call week. So we will and did tape this call, so that will be available if you want to do it again at some point. I would give it a few days before I'd rush into it, though, at least the 3 days for this to kick in bite. But if you or want to send your spouse who couldn't make this call or whatever, have them do it, I think they will get, in fact, I know they will get equal value from the tape call as they did live here and in person. I guess being on the phone is sort of like in person, isn't it? Pretty close.
Yeah.
But we touched very deeply esoterically tonight, and I felt the energy, tremendous energy, moving. I was overwhelmed at times with what happened here. This was big. This was very big tonight. And I thank you all for participating and having the courage to try something new and go with it. You did very well. I'm very very pleased to say. And I think I'm kind of whipped. I think I'm going to wrap it up right here, Joanne. How about you?
Okay. I'm in agreement with that, and thank you so much, and especially the people who had the courage to come forward and talk to us about what they saw and what they felt. Thank you so much.